So I'm going to go ahead and tape with your permission, Congressman. Just, I don't know, the questions are sort of obvious here. What was the relationship with this young woman?
I had a very close working relationship from somebody who was a consummate professional that I watched grow from a young age, working on the staff, to a person who had really become one of the best performers on the Hill in the position that she had.
And did you at any point express romantic interest?
Not romantic interests. I expressed to her our in the context of a conversation that I had that has been referenced in the New York Times, that I had an affection for her, but I clarified that beforehand, that I was a happily married man. I was not looking for any kind of a relationship, that when I expressed those sentiments, it was in the context of where I admitted that it was something that from time to time I struggled with, and it was said in the context so that she would understand as we worked together why from time to time I might be a little more distant, because I was making sure that I was always working on never going across that professional line.
Yeah, I guess what's, I mean, and I apologize, this is all so difficult, but I mean, it sounds as if it was difficult. And tell me if I'm wrong, that you were jealous that she'd had this relationship. Would that be a mischaracterization?
Absolutely. And if you look at the letter, it's written to identify that not only am I happy that she has this relationship, but I am saying go for it. That had nothing to do with our own personal relationship, because as I stated before, I would not have been seeking. I have one love relationship in my life that I've been loyal to for the 30 years we've been together. I've never once strayed from that, and I had no interest in doing that in this case either.
And so why was it difficult? Why was it emotionally difficult for you, Pat? That's what I don't quite get here.
Well, sure, it's emotionally difficult when you are discussing with a person who has been with you for so many years that she was ready to move away from that relationship we had for 8 years working together, and that's a loss, and that's emotionally difficult.
Right, and I guess what I don't, and forgive me, I don't want to belabor this, but it's if one has a close friendship and then there's a relationship, can't the two coexist? That's what I'm not quite following here.
Yes, they can, and I think this is what happened. They did coexist, and I've been upfront with the idea that while we worked together, there was a growing affection that I wanted to make sure that I struggled with, to make sure that I would never cross that line. I believe that I was invited to be able to communicate about that. There were questions about whether there was something going on a daily basis that she ought to know about, or that was different in the way we were engaging. And I thought that it was an opportunity and an important one for me to be able to talk about that with her, so that we would be able to sort of re-gauge that in a way in which we'd be comfortable working together.
Okay. I mean, I goes without saying, as you never touched her in a romantic way, obviously, right?
No, David, I never touched her. I never expressed any interest in doing so. I never asked for any kind of a relationship.
So now, given... Go ahead. Please, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, we would, with some routine, you know, exchange hugs, and that's a unique thing with her.
But nothing that you would consider romantic, right? Yeah.
No.
Given the way you saw it and the way you expressed it, what do you make of the fact that she filed this complaint? How do you square that with the interactions you had?
I'm extremely disappointed, first, because I wasn't able to communicate to her in a way which I believed she would taken it and understood, and in effect was communicating back to me, thank you for letting me in, and it was consistent with what you know, she had said to me, let me lean in.
Okay, so it kind of came out of the blue that she'd filed this complaint.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, let me say something. I think I misspoke, and I hope we have the kind of professional relationship that you will. I made a comment that, you know, I said that, you know, she's the only person that I hugged. I don't want to suggest that in any way, shape, or form. I mean, you know, there would be others as well. I don't think that I'm a routinely huggy guy, but we would, when I said that, we would hug. I would walk the first person that I would see when I came down from D.C. and the last person that I would see when I would leave D.C. on a regular basis was this person that I was working with. We'd talk about the week, and it was not uncommon that I'd give her a hug.
Okay, no, I didn't take that as meaning that was unique in that respect. I mean, I think the critical thing is sort of the nature of it, and if it was a friendly, you know, that's a different matter. So this sort of came out of the blue. Would you describe yourself as a soulmate, or is that how you felt with her?
Let me describe the term soulmate, and I can only tell you what it meant to me, and it related to the kind of kindred spirit that was going through the experiences that we shared together, and in my job. As with all colleagues like this, you know, there are highs, there are lows, there's excitement, there's all kinds of things that you deal with in terms of the pressures of the day. And here was the very person that was at the center of all of that. It was more than a gatekeeper. It was the person who really determined how and when and who got through to me, and oftentimes when and how I was going to get back to somebody else. We shared an awful lot in that, a lot of humor. She expressed a lot of grace under pressure. I always appreciated that. And I think that having gone through the wars over a number of years, that's a kindred spirit. And that's precisely what I meant by that term.
Okay, this is obviously a lot more personal information than one would normally share. I think I know the answer to this, but why are you kind of going into this kind of detail? I mean, in this circumstance,
because I've got people making accusations that somehow I have acted in a sexually harassing way, and I think if people see the nature of the communication, they will appreciate that it was intended as an invited conversation with somebody that I believed I would have been able to, to have that. And the last thing in the world that I would have engaged in is sexual harassment. And that is, I want to speak to the people of the 7th Congressional District and let them know that was neither my motive to act that way, nor is it consistent with who I am.
And I understand you refer to the payment as a severance and not a settlement, right?
Yes.
And this is obviously a very awkward situation, and I understand that there were confidentiality provisions in whatever agreement was reached. Do you think what you're releasing and talking about now is consistent with the confidentiality provisions?
I have been advised by attorneys, and the confidentiality agreement was broken by counsel for the young woman previously, and by virtue of that, it opens the door for my ability to defend myself in this environment.
Okay, she broke the counsel broke that by counsel. Speaking to the New York Times, or in what fashion?
By the reaction to our request for a removal from the confidentiality agreement, there were numerous statements made in media across the country that not only characterized the nature of the case in violation of the agreement, that characterized my actions and intentions in a disparaging way, and that were a violation directly of their responsibilities under the agreement.
Okay, one more thing. You do intend to remain a candidate for re-election?
I'm a candidate for re-election.
I know you're busy and this is difficult. Is there anything you didn't that I didn't ask you that you want to make sure I understand here?
No, I think you got it.